I can show you the names. I can show you the names.
Yeah, so it's, let me give you the names.
Okay, I see library.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, she got it labeled already. Hawaii the library for the blind.
Yeah. So we're going to the library first. Okay, guys. I hope dinner was good.
Yes.
And according to my program, I need to be moving on. So I'm gonna start our next phase of the evening's festivities here. This is our traditional part of the evening where we like to give away some donations to the community and help them out. So I'm going to start off with the library, and I apologize, Baron, I know you gave us the correct name this morning, but I'm going to refer it to as the old, but the Library for the Blind. And if we can, I'm going to ask Stacey Aldridge to come up, because HAB would like to donate to you folks $10,000.
Aloha and good evening, everyone. My name is Stacey Aldridge. I'm the state librarian. And first of all, I want to thank this wonderful organization, which has been so supportive of our library and continues to provide the resources that we need to really provide great services to the community. And we can't do it without you. So we're so grateful to you. I also want to give a shout out to Art for his leadership. You're amazing. Not only leadership of this organization, but all the help that you provide to us at our library. So thank you so much for all that you do. And many thanks to the legislature, too. You're so supportive of us. Thank you, Representative Mizuno and Susie Chen Oakland. You've just been amazing, and we really appreciate all that support. We know these services are important. We want to make sure you can read stories, hear stories, and even tell stories that ignite your imagination, help you to learn, and help you to connect to the world. So we're very grateful for this, and I'd love to turn it over to the wonderful Baron Barroza to say a few words, too.
Hi, everybody. Thank you again to the Hawaii Association of the Blind. We're very, very grateful for all the support you've given us over many, many years. And I got to tell you, the money has come in handy. Just this last year, our Braille embosser kind of blew up on us. So we managed to get a brand new one, thanks to you folks. So we're very, very grateful. And thank you again so much for all your assistance. Oh, yeah, Art was actually at the library when we were setting up the embosser, and he helped us get it all set up, so we're very grateful for that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. So, yeah, that was a fun day. I learned a lot, too, that day, so that worked out. Again, you know, there's so many people in the community that we'd like to help and support. And, you know, Ho'opono has always been one of those agencies that we like to support for many, many years and have done so for quite some time. So this year I'm really happy to announce that we will be donating $10,000 to Ho'opono this year. So can I get Leah Diaz to please come up?
Every year I try to think of a new way to say thank you. thank you. Thank you, Art, and congratulations on another year as president. Thank you to all the members of the board, all the members of Hawaii Association of the Blind. I'm a little bit speechless. I want to thank you all again just so very much. Thank you to the legislature also. And this money will go to help, as you know, as I mentioned this morning, so many who are either isolated, vulnerable in some way, or are just struggling to deal with their loss of vision. And this will help them along the way to independence and empowerment. So thank you very much.
So again, you know, HAB doesn't just like to give money away just because we give to give it away. You know, we really do believe in supporting the community and helping out those individuals who are in need of it. So, you know, one of the things that where we actually, I think we Warren had started this years back, and that was to help out our keiki, our children of Hawaii, blind children of Hawaii. And so, as you heard earlier from Stacy, Lisa Craig today, you know, that there's a lot of things that they do, and much of it they have to, you know, do out of their own pockets. You know, they come up with their own money to do this. So if HAB can help in some way to help you folks better assist the kids with whether it's, you know, buying them slippers or getting them a backpack or even helping them to get training with technology that they have that they could use in class and to be better students, smarter students, students that are more able to compete competitively with their counterparts, then these are all the things that we want to be a part of. So with that said, we are going to present a few more checks if we can. So to the Central District, we are going to give you folks $1,500. And I was told just now, last call for the bar. 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock. So I'm not sure. Is Amy?
Hi. This is Jean. Sorry. This is Jeannie Camacho. I'm actually in Honolulu District, but I'm here to represent Central as well. I used to be a part of the Central Ohana. And as I was here tonight, I was very proud because one of our former students is here, and it warms our heart to know that the support that you've been giving us for 10 plus years has enabled our students, you know, to become adults out in the community who are able to be a part of this organization as well. And, you know, so there's this long-term effect of that. And, you know, it's just really wonderful that we have your support because we're able to buy things for the students to help make special materials that we can't just order from the store. And so we'll make things. And just last week I was with my colleague Rachel, and we made this little room for one of our students had multiple disabilities, and the teacher took a picture of it and sent it immediately to the parent, and the parents were just so thrilled, and we really couldn't have done something like that without your help. So thank you so much.
So as we continue on, we also would like to give the Leeward District $1,500. So I believe that is that Karen? Oh, Waimea. Thank you. Sorry.
Hi everyone, my name is Waimea De Silva, and I'm here to represent Leeward District, and on behalf of Leeward District, we just want to say thank you so much. The money really does go a long way, and it's so great that you folks are able to help us support our students and ourselves with, you know, teaching them all the skills that they need. So thank you so much. Thanks, Arjun.
Okay, and the Honolulu District also would like to give them $1,500 as well. And this would be with Amy, if I can get Amy to come up.
Thank you, everyone, for HAB and Art and all your leadership. Well, I wanted to share a short story. I took a student to Walmart downtown a couple of weeks ago, and he's in the third grade, and he's like, we get to go buy things? And he was practicing trying to manage his money for a third grader. He was on the floor in one of the aisles, and there was a dollar here and a dollar there and a dollar there. So I said, we got to do some more work. So he's going to buy another wallet that he can kind of manage his money a little bit better. But just getting out in the community is the number one thing. So thank you so much for everything. And it is a family of friends here that we see each other each year. I love this gathering. So thank you so much.
And also, we cannot forget our friends from Windward. And so Windward will also be receiving $1,500. And I'm just being told now that the representative for Windward is going to be Lisa. So I'm gonna actually call Lisa up here to accept it.
Well, we really, really need to thank you guys for everything that you do to support us teachers. It's one of those things that we know that even when this money runs out, if we call Art and say, Art, we have this student, we know that he will take it to the board and the board will discuss it. And if need be, you guys find the funds for us. So we know that you are there for us. And we are so, so grateful for all that you do, because we know that if we can empower our students early, later on, they can be you guys supporting the next generation. So thank you again.
Of course, we cannot forget our neighbor islands. So for the Maui district, they too will be receiving $1,500. And receiving this would be... Oh, okay, Carol.
Hello. Okay, most of you know that I am retired, and I came here because I'm a member of HAB and not a teacher, but I did talk to Laura DeMain before I left, and Laura is, she was one of my many student teachers, an excellent student teacher, and she gave me permission to accept this on her behalf. I'm not going to use it. It's for Laura.
All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to call up Don Thompson, because it's my understanding that Mr. Thompson has done this now for a couple of years, and HAB really appreciates it because it does come from his heart, and you know, he just likes to share it with everybody. So if Don, if you can make your way up, and if you can, do you need Maureen with you? Oh, okay, okay, got it. So I'll kill some time while you guys get together over there. So anyway, like I said, you know, Don, he does this every... Oh, y'all cool? Y'all set? I'm going to be quiet because Don's coming here. Okay, he's getting himself in order. I caught him off guard. He was still eating. So.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. After, I'll do when I get ready. Yeah, okay, where? Okay. You know, we give away awards to other people, but we also do some for ourselves. We used to do the Eva Smythe Award. Well, today we're going to give somebody an award for something else. We have a member of our organization who goes around and bothers people and does this and that. And we decided after figuring her out that it was productive. And everybody knows who I'm talking about. She goes around taking pictures of people. She thinks it's good. And then she goes and visits sick people, you know, and makes them, they want to be sick. And she goes around and tries to cheer them up. You know how things are. And she keeps us apprised of how they're going on. And we have a new thing. I don't know how often it'll go to anybody, but how about a welcome for somebody who really deserves an award? Terry Higashi.
Mona, give it. Hold it, give it to her.
Go Terry. Go Terry. Go Terry.
I'm gonna.
You go to the restroom. Terry has to pee. Give.
that excited.
You want a mic?
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, I don't want to talk after you, Don, you know? Well, this is definitely a surprise. I told them to tell you guys I went to the restroom. Because, you know, like, I'm just very thankful. I'm very blessed to be a part of the organization, and I love what I do. I love being with the organization and making sure that our members are still connected, even if they can't make the monthly meetings. And this is so undeserving, because I just do it because I want to do it, and I love you guys, you know? But thank you for my plaque. I will put it somewhere where it can remind me every day of how much the organization has done and continue to do for everyone. You know, I think we just, yeah, I'm at a loss for words, and that's usually not the case for me, but I don't know what else to say. Thanks, guys, you know, thank you.
You know, we don't have, I don't care, so I can, they don't care, I don't want to look at people, and they don't want to see me. She's trying to face the front, you know, I'm a blind man, I don't care. I used to be able to see, then I cared, you know. I never was real-sighted, but that's all right. Okay, what I was going to say is that we used to do the Eva Smythe Award I think next year we ought to give it to Art, don't you? We ought to have an award for next. Yeah, you give him next year. You agree? Well, why the hell don't we just give it to him this year? He deserves it. The Eva Smythe Award to our great president, Art. Yeah.
That's my job to do.
Give it to him.
You know, you guys are not supposed to do this. It's my job. I'm supposed to be making the plans and shocking everybody and, you know, giving people like Terry, you know, at the moment of, I don't know what to say, because I don't know what to say either. But thank you very much. I'm honored and, you know, go HEB.
We did catch him by surprise, didn't we? Yeah, and what I really liked, that's why I brought up about next year, because I wanted him to hear the applause that you would give in support of the idea. So I wanted to make him sure that it was real. Something is real, and that is, we got a few more of the restaurant awards, and I got one here for, what is this, Chiang Mai? Okay, with the Chiang Mai, that's the Thai restaurant over on King Street. It's a $90 award, I think. And why don't we have a name here? Who's got a name? James Gonzalez. He does all kind of hard work. I guess he's earned it. Take it and give it to him. All right, just hang on to that, and you can give them to him afterwards. What's this one? This is the, I don't know what I'm doing. Lady, okay, and here's one that can go to either a restaurant, the Monkey Pod out in Way the Helangon out there at the end of the road, or in town that's got another name. You can work with that. And this is a, I don't know, $75, $100, whatever it is. Saja, you got the one you got before. If you want to give it back to somebody else, go right ahead. Here you go. Huh? Yeah, she won it before. Did you like it, Bill? You guys got it before. Yeah, okay. And then we have another one Outback. We got an Outback one. Who do we got going to Outback? Art got an Outback, two awards in one day. He'll probably trade it for a guide dog or something. I know what it is. Okay, now we have another award for one of my favorite restaurants over on Mauna Kea Street, Duke's Bistro over on Mauna Kea. It's a $100 award, and if you don't know it, go over there. It's a family-run restaurant, but it's expensive. Brian. Who? Brian Hoffman. And to a restaurant that is, Susie Chun can tell you, it's a little too crowded and a little too noisy, but the food's great. $150 with a signature. Who got it?
Mia Anderson.
Oh my, who?
Anderson? Mia Anderson.
Mia Anderson.
Yeah.
Here you go. Yay. Everybody knows who they are. I think that you've heard enough from me. Do you agree? All right, why don't I do something else though in spite of it? In spite of the requests, I'm gonna talk anyway. It seems that sometimes we bring people here to our convention. They have various talents. I don't know what the talent of this person is. Except that every time I used to hear on the convention, ah, hey, Ray, You know, you're these noisy Washington people. You can't believe how, I mean, they're totally psychopathic. I don't know what they are. You never can tell. But anyway, after talking to her, I find out I'm totally surprised that she actually makes sense. And because of that, and because of fearing for my life, and I better get off the stand, I'm going to hand her the mic and run. Ladies and gentlemen, Cindy Van Winkle.
Thank you, Tom. No. Do not run, though, okay?
No, I won't.
Okay. Yeah, no running. No running. No, take
no running in the hall.
Take your time going down those steps. Okay.
I didn't bring my cane up.
Okay, well. Good evening, everybody. Okay, let me work on this a little bit. Oops. It's okay, I'm going to figure this out. All right, I think I got it. So tonight I want to talk about community. The Hawaii Association of the Blind is a community. Do you agree? So is the American Council of the Blind. And HAB is a part of that community. You know, they often say that it takes a village to raise a child. You guys are showing that through your gifts to your school districts. You've taken responsibility to help raise future blind adults, right? And that is to be commended. But I want to talk to you a little bit about what is our individual responsibility within a community. A community is a group of people. It's not just one person. HAB is not just Art Cabanilla. I mean, you know, he's pretty good now, all, but it's not just Art. It wasn't just Warren. It wasn't just Philo. It wasn't just any one person. It is an organization. It is a community, which means that it needs each and every one of you. So when I talk about, if I gave you a check, each of you, let's say I gave you a check for $500,000. Now, you're welcome, welcome. And I said to you, I want you to make your home better than it is today. What would you do to build a better home and why? Now, some people might think that because they love to cook, they're gonna put a lot of emphasis on their kitchen. They're gonna make this chef's kitchen and it's gonna be amazing. Somebody else might decide that what's really important is the family room, or maybe they wanna have a game room. So maybe it's their master bedroom and a suite, you know? So I want you to think about what would be in your house. What would be the important component of your house? And then what would be the next steps? You probably would work with an architect to come up with a design, whether it's building a new home from scratch or whether it's adding on to your current home. You'd probably find some sort of construction foreman person to help you navigate all of the construction aspects of building your home. Electrician, plumber, painter, carpenter. So now, what we've established here is a lot of experts, right, to come together to build this home that you're dreaming of, that you have the money for, that you have the resources, because I just gave it to you because, dang, I'm nice. And obviously really rich. Rich, generous, wow. So now you have all of the experts in place and you're going to build your home that you've dreamt of. And you're going to leave it empty? No, of course not. You're going to go shopping. You're going to talk to people at the store and find the right furniture and all of that, all the things that you need. So do you all have your beautiful, perfect home in your mind? Do you know what you would want? Do you have the pieces together in your mind? Yes? No? Okay, good. Whew, that makes me feel better. Well, about 8 years ago, a friend of mine, her son was multiply disabled, and what her dream wasn't, she didn't have a check given to her, and it wasn't about a home. She wanted her son to be able to play at a park like everybody else. He wasn't capable of being able to lift himself. He was in a wheelchair, needed a lot of care. But her dream was to make a playground, an accessible playground, where what she would put on all of her emails, anything that she posted, where all can play. And she started building this big community, and it wasn't electricians and plumbers and carpenters and painters and all of that, but it was other community members. It was civic organizations and council people, and they just built this huge community of people that were willing to give and see the dream. And eventually, they built the first accessible playground in Western Washington, near where I lived, so that all could play. And she even came to our chapter, where I was a part of, and asked what kinds of things would blind children need. And so in came Braille on the signage, and it just included everything. They thought of everything. It is an amazing park. And about 3 years after this park was in place and her sons, one very capable, physically able, and the other who was not, were both able to go to that park and enjoy playing together and swinging and going down slides and all of it. Anyway, Rebecca since has passed away. She had she was young too. She was under 40 when she passed away from a blood clot, I believe it was. But today, that park still exists. And it was because she knew how to bring a community together and make a dream happen. Then I think about little kids, and little kids often love to build, right? You've had building blocks when you were kids, I'm sure. People have used dominoes and wooden blocks and even Legos, right? Right? Legos. And Terry, that's your cue. So Terry is going to, that too. Terry is going to be bringing around a little gift for each of you from me. But what I want to talk about is Legos. And you can go and buy a package of Legos that will build any kind of ship, airplane, castle, things around Star Wars, and all kinds of stuff. And every piece is in there, and it gives you all of the directions, the instructions to build that massive creation that you want to make. Do you all know about that? Do you know that kids can have those Lego sets, right? Okay. I want you to think about, for a moment, HAB. And HAB is a project waiting to happen. HAB is a wonderful organization, but you have the opportunity to make it even better, to grow your organization beyond this island of Oahu. I'm told there are 8 islands in Hawaii, is that right? Not counting the 9th, Las Vegas. I'm told the 9th is Las Vegas, right? But you have 8 islands within Hawaii, and you have an opportunity to reach so many more people and build the Hawaii Association of the Blind into something much bigger than what is already here. But it will take each and every one of you to do your part, to make your piece of this Lego HAB kit complete. And if you're not in it, then something is going to be missing. It would be like if you had, all of the pieces, and then you went to go make something, and all of a sudden there's, this big hole in the wall, right? Every one of you is needed to build what HAB can become. So together, I'm charging you with a goal, one I want you to dream, because that's what makes us work towards something, is when we can dream something. And it's okay if it's bigger than life. It's okay if it's something we never think we might reach. If we don't dream it, it will never happen. So first, as an organization, I want you to dream. And I want you to dream big. As big as you can, as big as Hawaii, I want you to dream. I want you to dream of every person out there who does not know this organization, and I want you to think about how you can bring them into the HAB community. That is my dream for the Hawaii Association of the Blind. And I want each of you to take your Lego home and remember that whatever dream HAB has, however big you're going to get, it needs each and every one of you to make it happen. Now, I get to be kind of like the foreman or one of the supporting construction workers, painters, electricians, whatever it might be when you build your home. That's who I get to be. I get to come and assist. I can support you. But you all need to do the work together. And I know together you can. So I don't know what your dream looks like as an organization, but I'm going to charge you with figuring that out together. And if Art will have me, I would love to assist you guys in that process. But I want you to dream big, and I want you to remember that each of you are an integral part of making that dream come true. ACB is fortunate to have the Hawaii Association of the Blind as one of its 67 affiliates. I am grateful to have the opportunity to be here and to be in the role I am with ACB, to be able to support affiliates like you. Together, let's build a bigger community in Hawaii. And remember that each of you are an important part of building that greater community. Thank you for having me, and much aloha to each of you.
Thank you, Cindy. That was a dynamite speech, and I think it gave everybody the kind of message that we all need. And, I'm going to just add on to her speech a little bit. This morning's program wasn't just a program for us to kill time and kind of spend some time together, but really the focus, I thought, when I was planning this thing with the committee, was what kind of building blocks can we put in place to help all of you to figure out how are we going to best advocate for ourselves as blind individuals, as part of HAB, as those who Cindy has mentioned, to go reach out and do outreach in the community. So that's kind of why we had that theme of, striving for advocacy was what our theme was. And that's why we had the speakers that we had, the wonderful speakers that we had this morning. So you know, I think Cindy really summed up the whole convention in her speech just now about what we have to do ahead of us, where we got to go with it. And as the president that you guys elected this afternoon, I will take it upon myself to help you folks get there, but I will need your help. So if I call upon you, please say yes, and let's go tackle it together.
I wanted to mention what you each were given, and hopefully the head table also got them as well, Terry. So it's a Lego piece, and there's a magnet on the back, and so slap it on your refrigerator. I figure everybody has a refrigerator, right? So I put it somewhere where every so often you might touch it or see it. And remember, be reminded that that piece is what is going to help you, representing that piece represents you, will help make HAB complete. So I just wanted you to have something tangible to take home. And anyway, so thank you so much. And really, we're going to do it, right? We're going to build HAB and make it even bigger, right? Yeah, all right.
So again, once again, thank you, Cindy. We have, you know, it's been a pleasure having you here. I know the Aloha Committee has had a great time hosting you, taking you here and there and showing you all the different things of Hawaii and kind of giving you a feel for Hawaii. I also want to thank our committees that were involved in planning this year's convention. I'm not going to name all the people, but why don't you guys give all the committees a hand for doing a good job? You know, I really did put a lot of stress on them, and they grumbled a lot, but you know what? They did it. So we got it done. We got it done. I have one other thing that I like to do. And so if I can get, I guess it's Mona, yeah? Who's going to help me? You know, traditionally, we like to always give a thank you gift to our guest speaker from, you know, ACB. So this year, we have a gift for Cindy, and I'm gonna have Mona describe it to her and all of you, so that you folks know what it is. It's a Hawaiian quilt, and we're gonna wrap it around her so anybody that can see. You guys can actually see what it looks like. And I want you guys to also know that you know, this quilt is made by Mona. So it's a homemade quilt. And it's made with a lot of love and aloha. So thank you again, Cindy.
Thank you. It's got my name somewhere.
And it's got her name, Cindy, on there somewhere. Okay, well, according to my program, we have come to the end of everything for this evening and the day. Oh, wait, wait, one more? Okay, one more, I'm told one more. It's not on my notes. Okay. Oh, the plaque. Oh, okay. Okay, hold on, okay.
Where is the plaque? It was here, oh. Okay. You know, I'm not sure if this was read before, but my honey said it really has to be read again, okay. The Eva H. Smythe Award to Arthur Cabanilla for distinguished contribution to the welfare and well-being of the blind people of Hawaii, presented by the Hawaii Association of the Blind, March 7, 2020. Congratulations. This is really beautiful. Here you go, Art. Congratulations. You deserve it.
Well, again, you know, this was a surprise, I have to admit. You guys did catch me off guard. And but next year, I'll be on top of it. So, anyway, this does conclude our program for this evening. And once again, I just want to give thanks and welcome again to Joe and Maria Cordova for being able to fly in all the way from Albuquerque to join us. And all of the other wonderful guests that were here to join us, you know, from all of our legislators down to all of you. And you guys always make it a wonderful convention. Without you, we just can't have a convention. So thank you again. Please drive home safely for those of you that do drive. And for those of you that don't drive, listen to your driver. And we will see you guys in April. I believe it's April 4th is our first general meeting. Okay, thank you guys. Aloha.
I know, yeah? Gotta listen to my driver, right? Thank you, Cindy.